Urban Radio Show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Lisa in Texas, and we're talking about how Israel has successfully exploited Christians' end times mythology to garner political support. And it's a very alarming situation that there are people running around the United States of America who are perfectly okay with helping Israel set fire to planet Earth because they believe Jesus is going to come down and invite them all up to the big house when it's over. But we are seeing, again, as Lisa was pointing out, more and more churches in the United States of America are starting to look at how Israel is treating the Palestinians, how Israel treats Christians, how Israel is disrespectful of Christian artifacts and antiquities in the Holy Lands and the so-called holy sites. And they're starting to say, this really has gone on too far. Now, this document that you're talking about, all of these Christian churches got together, and they basically went to the government and said, you must make sure that aid to Israel complies with American law, because there it's not unconditional. Officially, there are limits on aid to Israel. Aid to Israel is supposed to be defensive only. They're not supposed to spend it conquering other people's lands. Of course, they do, and Congress never calls them at it. But behind that is a much larger issue. And that has to do with two pieces of legislation. The first one is called the Symington Amendment to the Foreign Appropriations Act, and the second one is the Glenn Act. And under both of those laws, it is illegal for the U.S. government to send any financial or military aid at all to any nation in possession of nuclear weapons or nuclear weapons technology that has not signed the Non-Proliferation Treaty and does not allow IAEA inspections, which is, of course, Israel. And so the reason you're seeing all these Jewish groups in the ADL all across America screaming about, you know, those Nazis over at the Christian churches is because they understand if Congress were forced to look at the actual issues of compliance, you know, then the American people are going to realize that all of this money taken from us, four times the entire cost of the Apollo moon program and given to Israel, was a theft, illegal under U.S. law. Because we all know Israel has nuclear weapons. Mordecai Vanunu gave us pictures of the bomb factory underneath Dimona. We have the documents from South Africa that Israel was trying to sell them a clandestine nuclear weapon, which is exactly the kind of activity the Non-Proliferation Treaty was supposed to stop. And more recently, Germany has admitted they've known for years that Israel has been arming those Dolphin-class submarines Germany gives them with nuclear-tipped cruise missiles. And so, basically, the situation is, if those churches, and in fact, if we, the American people, can go to Congress and say, no more money until you guarantee that Israel's in compliance with the conditions that are placed on it, and in compliance with U.S. law, you know, basically that would cut off all, you know, Congress, if they were doing their job, would have cut off all funding to Israel years ago until they signed the Non-Proliferation Treaty and allow IAEA inspections.
Right. Well, the Zionists already have their panties in a wad. They're screaming, you did this right before the Shabbat and Congress is in session. So this is, you know, a mean-spirited thing of you.
Nazis, Holocaust, Hitler, anti-Semites, you Jew haters, you. That's, yeah, it's the same arsenal they're using all the time. And, you know, over at Democracy Now, they had that wonderful interview with a former member of the Knesset, and she's out there saying, it's just a trick. We shout anti-Semite to shut you up because we can't answer your questions.
That's right, and you don't read enough to have read that quote. But I have two quick thoughts about
okay, you're going to have to hold on to them because this is a short segment. We're going into another commercial break. So stay with me, Lisa. Okay. We'll come back to you right after the break, and then we'll go to Mitch in Ohio.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free, 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now, 800-537-1339.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home, all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show, and we're Lisa in Texas, and Lisa, can you kind of pick up where you left off?
Sure. Two things I'm thinking about in regards to this letter to Congress. A, it's too bad that they were out of session when this letter was presented. So we'll see what happens, if anything, with that. Probably nothing, given the control APEC has. But the other thing I wondered, Michael, and you might have some thoughts about this, this is a big signal to APEC and all the Jewish lobbies that America's starting to not buy it. You know, when the Christian church starts raising questions, they've got to be a little panicked. And you wonder, is this going to make Israel even more desperate to do something such as a false flag attack to achieve their ultimate objective? Yes?
Yes. Israel's getting more and more desperate with every passing day. And I think the reason that Netanyahu has called for elections January of next year is he's convinced that war with Iran will be underway by then.
Mm-hmm. That's lovely. Well, can I just, who's that song by on your bumper music? That's such a sad but beautiful song.
Which one? Well, I'll tell you what you do.
That go was over just the Holy War song.
Yeah, that's off of Homeless in America, Songs of Protest. But if you go over to WRHradio.com, which is the website for the radio show, there's a link in there for the music used in the show. You can get the information on the songs from there.
Awesome, thanks. Okay, Michael, thanks so much. Have a great day.
All right, thank you. We're going to switch over to Mitch in Ohio. Mitch, thank you for waiting. Aloha and welcome to the show.
Hi, Mike.
You're on the air. Yeah, I'm here. You're on the air.
My question's a little off the subject today, but I've been thinking about getting some silver, and when it comes to actually using it for barter, which do you think would be a better choice, one-ounce ingots or 3/30 coins?
Well, if you're planning on using it for barter, I would stay away from the ingots. First of all, it's a big chunk, and you don't want to give away more silver than you need to. Second, there has been a problem with fake silver ingots. So you want to go with established rounds, silver mercury dimes, silver Washington quarters, silver half, something that people are going to recognize as genuine. And if you have it in a lot of small denominations, then you can dicker over the price, whereas having a single large bar limits your options to trade. I don't think we're going to have to worry about bartering all that much, because we are already seeing in local communities and cities around the world, as their economies hedge closer to collapse, they're starting to produce internal currencies. And I would say if you have a wise and prudent government near where you live, either at the city or the county level, you might want to be calling them up and saying, are you making preparations to issue your own government-issued currency in the event of the collapse of the dollar? If they're smart, they're already making those plans, just like the Germans are already printing up Deutschmarks. If your politician comes back and says, oh, yeah, we've already talked to the bank and they're going to issue a currency, you're already back in trouble. Because the one thing that we cannot allow to happen in the aftermath of the coming crash is to let government and banks go back to exactly the same system that caused this crash. No more banker-issued currencies, no private central banks. That's number one on the blueprint for the new America. No private central banks. We need to go back to the system that worked for the early United States of America, which is government is in charge of creating the currency, not a banker. Putting bankers in charge of the economy makes about as much sense as having drug addicts in charge of our pharmacies.
I totally agree. Hey, Mike, I'm almost to my destination, so I'm going to have to let you go, but I'll call back. I have a few other questions for you. Thank you for your help.
All right, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. All righty, let's see. Apparently, over at the Beaver Valley Nuclear Power Station, their number two reactor, there's apparently a crack in the cap of the reactor pressure vessel, but we're being reassured it's not a problem and no radiation has been released and it's not a hazard. All right. I think it makes us all a little bit nervous after Chernobyl and Fukushima and Three Mile Island when they say there's a crack in the reactor vessel, but we shouldn't worry about it. Yeah, we should worry about it. Let's see. Okay, we got another caller on the line, Davey in Texas. Aloha, Davey. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Great show, man.
Thank you.
Hey, have you seen the Forwards website today? It has an article on there about the talking snake, Abe Foxman.
No, I haven't seen it, but I love your description.
You have to check that one out. In my life, I've run across people that demonstrate and exhibit just the most outrageous forms of chutzpah. You know, it's kind of like an orphan who just killed her parents, you know, begging for sympathy.
Yeah. There are a lot of very funny jokes about chutzpah that we can look at. Anyway, so I'm looking at the front page.
I don't know if you have time there to pull it up, but it just appeared on the Forward website, claiming that it's just how dastardly of these Christians that, you know, to do this, and this just shows a severe lack of respect. And they're not even demanding for an accounting for what the Palestinians do with the money, the foreign aid that America gives them, you know. it's just over the top. But say, Michael, you know, I have other friends that, like you who, you know, worked at NASA or, you know, done certain things outside of the boundary lines of, you know, good church-going Baptists. And, you know, I always appreciate people's perspectives and viewpoints and thinking because, you know, you get a different flavor for, you know, how people look at things. And we don't all see the same thing, you know what I mean? But are you familiar with Michael Tellinger's work?
The name rings a bell, but I can't remember what it was he was saying. Please enlighten us.
Hello.
Yes, I know. I'm unaware of his work. Can you please share with us? Okay, are we having a problem with the phones? I think we just lost Davey. Okay, yeah, I'm hearing the phone disconnect. All right. Gosh darn that hamster over there. Now, a couple of computer stories. Mozilla Firefox, and I use Firefox. My website is written to work with Firefox. Unfortunately, as the product grows and deals with more security issues, more and more problems show up. Apparently, they issued an upgrade just a few days ago, and they've already had to withdraw it because of a huge security hole. Personally, I think we can solve this computer security issue very easily. All we have to do is take the computer criminals and treat them exactly the same way the U.S. Army treats Arabs wearing cheap Casio wristwatches, and this whole computer hacking security thing is going to go away very, very quickly. Over in Great Britain, NatWest customers have been hit by fraudsters who are using a mobile app to steal money. And basically, it has to do with an app that was genuinely put out by NatWest that has been targeted by phishing attacks from scammers. And people are unfortunately falling for it, and they're sending in their password details, and then these hackers go in and loot the bank accounts. You know, which, again, it's a huge, huge problem. And governments don't really pay a lot of attention to it, because computer security is big business, and it makes a lot of money, and it pays a lot of taxes. And remember, the goal of any government, especially in a fascist state, is to extract the maximum wealth from a population for the minimum amount of upkeep. Inevitably, that's what happens. All governments eventually devolve to oligarchies, which is where we are. And so they're going to sell you very cheap toxic food because it maximizes profits. They're going to let the computer criminals run rampant all over your desktop and laptop machines because that stimulates sales and revenue, and it's all about the money. They're not interested in taking care of you. They just want to get as much from you as they can for the least amount of hassle. That's basically the guiding force of the U.S. government right now and the British government. Okay? Now, speaking of computers and computer headaches, we're seeing more and more of these articles about the imminent launch of Windows 8, and apparently the people who got the early previews are saying it is not ready for the public, and the public, especially former Windows users who are used to a certain experience, are going to be very angry with the whole new look and feel. See, Windows justifies selling you a whole new operating system not by making what's inside any better, but by just putting a whole new dashboard on and a new look. Oh, you're on the old Windows. You want the new, fashionable, trendy, hip Windows. And one of the biggest tactical mistakes they've made, which is probably going to relegate Windows 8 to the same level as Vista or Millennium Edition, is they're attempting to unify the user experience across all platforms, meaning they're going to make your big desktop machine look and feel just like the little tiny Windows phone screen or the little tablet interface. And that's utterly absurd. The reason we have big desktop machines is to have more options available to us that we can't have on those little tiny smartphone screens. But this is the way Windows has gone. Their new user interface, the desktop, it's just a bunch of these colored tiles, and apparently people who are using it are just frustrated and angry with it, and so we'll see what's going to happen, but I'm sticking with XP, and when this machine dies, I'm going to Linux. I've had it with Microsoft, I really have. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones. Ben in Alabama. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Not a whole lot, Batman. How you doing today?
I'm doing just fine.
Excellent. Hey, I know we're talking about maybe the next 9/11 is going to be a virtual attack. Another reason why they may go that route, because if they do this, that gives a little incentive of why we might need a cybersecurity bill in the U.S., huh?
Oh, well, they could basically shut down the entire alternative media and say, we've got to protect our banking system, and we know that the big corporate media websites and all those websites that make money, they're secure, so we're going to have to... Yeah, it absolutely would be a third reason to do a virtual false flag attack, because it does justify an immediate crackdown on the Internet. They wouldn't even need the cybersecurity bill. Obama would issue an executive order saying, we immediately are shutting down this and that IP.
It's kind of convenient that he already has one on the desk, though, huh? But, yeah, I was just going to say that. And also, I have one little critique, and it's about semantics. And I hate semantics as much as next man. But
okay.
Hackers are generally not going to go in and do malicious activity. Those are classified as crackers. Crackers are the ones that go and do these types of things. You know, you got freakers, hackers, crackers, cryptos. But, you know, hackers are generally the blue hats, where crackers are generally the, you know, the red hats.
Well, I always heard them as called the white hat hackers. I prefer to refer to them as independent security consultants. So it is just a matter of semantics and wording. And I know there are a lot of people who are just examining security just because they're examining it. But there is no question that a great many of the people who are out there playing these kinds of games are doing so with ill intent, to either spam the world with porn ads, acquire banking information. We know in an economy this tight, people are going to try and make money any way they can, and people with computer skills very easily get lured into these little games of, hey, I'm going to make a lot of money, and it's not really hurting anybody because it's just numbers inside a computer. But ultimately, the bankers always drop those losses onto the consumers.
Exactly. Have you heard anything about Huawei?
I'm sorry, about who?
Huawei. It's an IT company out from China. They're producing a lot of IT goods here in America. They're starting to expand their market here in America. What I was going to say is I hadn't heard of them until I watched the video from DEFCON 20. One of the people from DEFCON 20, he does a great little seminar on Huawei, how their products work, and the baseline of, you know, the company. And it's a great little presentation if you would like to watch it.
Well, I'll probably take a look at it. I think one of the problems we all face right now is that computers have become very obfuscated in their operating systems and in browsers. And again, it's all about protecting market share. We don't really have a good set of standards. And every time somebody comes up with a new standard, people sort of wander off from it almost immediately. When the World Wide Web and basic HTML was created, there was a standard everybody was following. Then Microsoft comes along with Internet Explorer and says, well, we're going to do things differently just to prove that we're Microsoft and to get everybody to pay us a licensing fee to use that technology. And it doubled the workload for web developers because we had to have one set of code for the Mozilla standard. Then we had to have wired into it, if you're on Internet Explorer, do this. And it sort of broke off a little bit more. It got to the point where it was so ridiculous, they established a new standard, HTML5. And already Microsoft is going off and saying, well, we think it ought to be done this way, and it's the same old games. The people who were into Unix originally had to face that a lot, because originally every computer manufacturer had a different operating system for every computer they put out. And that was done so once you invested in the hardware, you were dependent on them for all future software. You would have to buy their accounting system or their contractor's accounting system. And then Bell Labs, which was operating on hand-me-down computers from all over the Bell Empire, and they had 40 machines, all with different operating systems. And so they said, we're just going to create our own operating system written in C that will run on all of these machines. And when the sales reps from the computer companies came in and saw this, they freaked. And they just said, you can't do this. We're not going to sell you computers anymore. So Bell Labs officially disavowed Unix. And, of course, that broke it free from Bell's corporate interests. And Berkeley, UC Berkeley, took Unix and made a standard version called the Berkeley Standard Distribution, which was the core of the original Internet. We were using it in Hollywood film effects studios like Robert Abel and Associates. Everybody was using it. Then Bell said, oh, there's money to be made here, and they released their own Unix called System 5. And then, again, it was split up for corporate reasons only, and it just complicates things for us, the end user. And I think when we start talking about a blueprint for the new America, just like we have standards for house current, we have standards for the color on the lenses on railroad block signals, which is where the Bureau standards came from, standards for broadcast and everything. We need standards for web access and FTP and operating systems that everybody has to conform to, so that we're not just wasting billions of dollars in productivity trying to get through all these different versions of things. And especially look at all the codecs for graphics and everything, and what a huge mess that is. And it's been a major, major reason for rising costs and loss of productivity in Hollywood. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter-acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed, all just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141, 785-672-3141, or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And some listeners have sent me in a couple of news articles. Apparently, NatWest has suspended that Get Cash application. The official announcement is it's being upgraded to limit the maximum amount of withdrawal that you can do through this device. But it does appear to be very much tied in with the fact that a lot of people were having their accounts looted that using this thing. So, again, use cash. Forget all this high-tech stuff. Get your money from the bank in cash. Keep it at your home. When you need to buy something, go and pay cash for it. That way the bank isn't getting a piece of the action. Because all of these gizmos on the iPhone and the ATM and all the rest of that, every time you use your debit card, the bank gets a piece of the action. The bankers aren't content with having taken over the nation's economy. Now they want to make sure that everything you do, down to buying a newspaper, if you still buy newspapers, has to go through them, and they get a little tiny percentage off of that deal. So it's time. If you want to start breaking free from the bankers, pay cash. Don't borrow. Don't put on a credit card. Pay cash or do without. Live a much simpler life. Which seems to be probably a good time for me to mention something, and I wish I had the brand name up here. I used to have one of those big modern coffee machines that you set the timer and you pour on the water, and the next morning, coffee be waiting for you. And that little flimsy gold basket broke and you couldn't get a replacement. I went down to the local Macy's. They said, oh, no, we don't carry spare parts. I said, this thing is built so flimsy, it's not going to last much longer than you. Yes, but it's time for you to buy a new one. And they had a huge row of brand new coffee machines that would grind the beans automatically and do all this stuff. And I guess the natural Luddite inside me stood up at that point, and I decided to just buy a simple coffee press. You know, heat your water in the tea kettle, pour in the coffee, press it down, get your... And I made the mistake of buying one from Macy's because it fell apart almost immediately. But I got another one. It's made in France. I wish I could remember the brand name. And it is working perfectly. One moving part, the plunger. The screen is holding up, easy to clean, no more headaches. And I know I use a lot of high-tech in my work and certainly in doing this show, but the rest of my life, I'm taking it back to low-tech. I want my life simple. I don't want to have to be constantly upgrading the firmware in my toothbrush, which seems to be the world that we're heading to right now. Another article that came in, PC sales expected to decline for the first time since 2001. Obviously, the economy is a big part of that. And PC sales are stimulated by two things. One, planned obsolescence, the idea that after 5 years, whatever you've got isn't going to plug into anything new that's coming along. And, of course, a lot of PC sales are tied in with Microsoft, and people buy the new PCs to get the new hip operating system. So if Windows 8 is, in fact, going to alienate users to the extent that the pre-release beta testers have been reporting, that is going to slam the PC market as well. Might drive more people over to the Macintosh, which very wisely moved to a Linux-based system many, many years ago. And, this model of planned obsolescence works if you have a healthy, productive economy where people are willing to put up with that idea that they've got to buy the latest and greatest every few years. But this economy can't survive that any longer. And for a business to do business in this country, they're going to have to come out with reliable, durable, simple products that last, and because that's where people are putting their money right now. We don't want all the gadgets and gizmos and the latest and greatest. We don't care about the latest and greatest. And when I'm looking back at my iPhone and realizing that after that brief flurry of playing with everything, for the most part, I don't use the apps that are on there. I make phone calls, and I have a calendar reminder, and that's kind of about it. So anyway, moving right along here, we are heading into what appears to be another brutal winter here in the Northern Hemisphere. Apparently, cold weather records are already being broken across the United States. And so inevitably, we're seeing news articles come out about the danger of human-caused global warming. And the story is, I'm going to read you the headline verbatim. Experts, global warming means more Antarctic ice. And this expert is out there being quoted saying, well, people who are looking at more ice and snow really don't understand what's going on here, and they should just rely on the experts. The world is definitely getting warmer, because when it gets warmer, there are strange wind and patterns, and that's why we're getting more snow and ice, and it's still human-caused global warming, and you've got to pay your carbon taxes, you know. And so what they're basically saying is that you can put a pan of water on the stove at low heat, and if you wait long enough, it'll turn to ice. And they're coming off with this attitude of, I'm a scientist, I wouldn't lie to you. I'm wearing a white laboratory coat. I have plaques on the wall. I have oodles of corporate funding, and that is why you should just shut up and believe me without question when I tell you about global warming. Warming is cooling. Ignorance is strength. War is peace. Freedom is slavery. And again, science and scientific method are valuable tools to determine what is going on in the world. But individual scientists are just as easy to corrupt as your average clergy or your average congress critter. And in many ways, science has been co-opted as the new religion, because they still demand that you believe what you're being told without question. It's just, instead of the funny robe and the pointy hat, they've got a white lab coat and a pocket protector with a bunch of pens in it. That's the new sign of instant respectability. There's a white lab coat and a stethoscope and so forth. And again, it's all theater and it's all costume. You, the listeners of this show, you, the listeners of Republic Broadcasting, must learn to be your own best scientist, your own best analyst, your own best critical thinker. That is the path to freedom. Freedom from government lies, freedom from corporate lies, freedom from manipulation. I often think that the reason why science education has been so de-emphasized in our public school system is so that people lack the basic scientific grounding to know when they're being lied to. I think that's a big reason for the general dumbing down of our public school system. They'll fill your head with a bunch of facts and numbers and dates and historical people, but they're not teaching our kids how to think, how to analyze, how to research, so that it's easier to lie them into buying a product, allowing medicines to be shot into their arms without question, going off to a war without wondering whether it's really in the best interest of the country or even of themselves. Now, you've probably been following the story about this tainted medication that's contaminated with a rare fungal meningitis. 33,000 people have been exposed. A lot of others are sick. 12 people have died so far. Actually, I think it's up to 13 as of the start of this show. Apparently, it is not the first time this company got caught with contaminated medications. Apparently, back in 2004, there was an 83-year-old man died from a shot produced by the company, and that's gone to lawsuits and so forth and so on. So as the economy continues to decline, these pharmaceutical companies, they're cutting corners to maximize profitability. They're cutting corners in quality assurance and sterilization and control. And apparently a big part of the problem was that the segregation of sterile versus non-sterile equipment wasn't being maintained. And equipment that was not actually sterilized was being used to start processing some of this stuff. And yeah, everybody's cutting corners here. By the way, this speaking of cutting corners and maybe somebody doing it right, as you're probably aware, one of the best documentaries about planned obsolescence is called The Light Bulb Conspiracy, how the tungsten filament light bulbs that we were buying in our stores up until recently had much shorter lifespan than Thomas Edison's original, because the light bulb cartel, which licenses the technology around the world, figure we can make more money if the bulbs burn out at exactly 1,000 hours. And they enforced that. If your bulbs lasted longer than that, you had to pay a fine. And then they went to the compact fluorescence, which we were all forced to buy because the company that had the patent on that was manufacturing it, literally wrote the legislation for new efficient lighting in the United States of America so that tungsten bulbs couldn't possibly match it, but their new compact fluorescents could, as advertised. And then, as I reported here, we had compact fluorescents here in the home. They're dangerous. They're radioactive. If they're broken, it's mercury vapor comes out. A lot of them are failing electronically in ways where you'll think you're getting efficient lighting, but they're actually drawing a lot more power. Some of them have actually burst into flames. And so I started talking some months back about the new generation of LED home lighting coming out of companies like Philips. Originally, it was decorative lighting. Now they're coming out with lamps that are actually bright enough to serve as your primary lighting. They're very expensive, but they're supposed to last 25 years. Now, it's obviously not been 25 years yet, but I felt it worth a mention. We have a couple of those Philips LED lights in our home, and so far, they are working just fine. A lot of light, very little electricity. You know, we know it's impacting our electric bill because the usage graph on our electric bill is going down. The bill is still going up because of fuel adjustment costs and stuff like that. But I've reached the point where they've lasted long enough and not given us any problems where I'm starting to think this is definitely the way to go. And yeah, they are expensive. There's no getting away from that. They're between $20 and $40 depending upon the effective illumination that you want. But once you've bought them, you turn them on, put them in the lamp, and then you just don't have to think about them anymore. And I got to tell you, I really love that. So we have some of these Philips LED lamps. And so far, not a single problem. They are not toxic. If you drop and break them, there's no mercury coming out. There's no radioactive isotope. Very simple principle of operation. And, yeah, definitely the wave of the future here. So I wanted to mention that because I complain a lot about stuff that doesn't work. And every once in a while, I want to make a point about finding something that does work really well and calling attention to it. That includes that little nuclear detector that you're going to find on the store over at Republic Broadcasting. I bought one of those right after the Fukushima disaster. It's still working. It's sending out the little signal saying its battery is still running. And so that's another quality, reliable product that you might want to think about. yeah, when things run good, we got to talk about that as well, not just complain about the things that are falling apart. So anyway, apparently there is yet another study coming out that flu shots in children triple their hospitalization rates. And apparently this comes back to that debate over thimerosal, which has mercury. And it's a preservative, and the rationale for putting it in the vaccine is it's going to kill organisms, as in germs and microbes. But, you know, humans are organisms too. And what's toxic for germs is toxic to some extent to us as well. It's not an either-or black-and-white situation. And the majority of flu shots being given to your kids are containing 25 micrograms of mercury, which is an amount considered unsafe by the EPA for anybody weighing less than 500 pounds. And yet, the moves to ban thimerosal have all been overturned, and it's still out there. And again, it's all about money. It's all about making profits, selling medicine to people who aren't actually sick. Now, the Kellogg Company has had to recall millions of boxes of cereal because apparently there are metal fragments in the boxes from some of the packaging machinery that malfunctioned during manufacture. And apparently it's concerning 3.2 million boxes of mini wheats sold in the United States, Canada, and Mexico. And the recall applies to frosted mini wheats bite-size original and mini wheats unfrosted bite-size cereal with the use-by dates from April to September 2013. And how they got out the door without being detected, I don't know. How about a little magnetic anomaly detector, a little magnetic coil of wire with a magnetic field? If metal passes over it, rings a bell. It's not that expensive to build. You can get a metal detector at Radio Shack, you know, for $100, and just put it as the boxes go by, it scans for metal content, and you avoid that problem completely. We can't do that. That'll cost more money. That cuts into our profits here. All righty, let's see what else is going on. Oh, my goodness, there's all kinds of stuff. All right, save the funny story for the end of the show here. Apparently, there is evidence showing that ginger, like you would find in ginger ale or ginger snaps or my wife's cooking, apparently they have discovered it exhibits an anti-cancer trait known as selective cytotoxicity. In other words, it selectively kills cancer cells. But because it's from nature, nobody can patent it, and so we're probably not going to see a lot more research on that one, because by golly, if we can't make tons of money, we're not interested here. We're not in the business to make you healthy. We're here to make money. Apparently, Risperdal is coming under serious criticism. It's an antipsychotic drug being prescribed for people deemed to be crazy, and apparently it is triggering severe hormonal disruption in the patients, including causing men to develop female-like breasts. And apparently legal action on this issue has been derailed. The company's CEO will not have to testify about this in court. So again, the courts are siding with the corporations against the ordinary people, and that is a hallmark of a fascist government. Another article coming out, concern that fresh oil in the Gulf is coming from fractures near the BP's Macondo well. And I think I already covered the fact that chemists have determined that the oil is an exact match. More and more people are concerned about oil showing up in the water table around that sinkhole. There's a lot of oil and gas there, there's no question. But again, getting back to that whole sinkhole situation, very reckless for those salt domes to be used for storage of butane and radioactive waste. And apparently nobody had done enough of a geological survey to realize there's this gigantic cavern, size of a couple of football stadiums, underneath that may be filled with methane and crude oil. And nobody knew it was there, and now it's more and more leaking coming on there. All righty, coming down to the end of this segment here, and a final reminder, Republic Broadcasting is in the middle of a huge fundraising drive. They're almost at their goal. We just need one more huge push to get there, to start growing the station, growing the network, getting the message out there. We're going on to shortwave here in another couple of weeks, and we'll be talking about that a little bit more. So please go to republicbroadcasting.org, hit the PayPal button, visit the online store, do what you can to help. It is that serious. We're trying to stop a global nuclear war here. We need your help to do it. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And hello, America. Welcome back to the show. And in checking my email, I've just gotten three copies of the exact same email from three completely different email addresses I've never seen before, warning us about the coming extraterrestrial invasion. Insert ominous chord here. And to go back to what I was saying in the first hour of our show, I'm seeing a flood of this chemtrail, and Apollo was faked, and no plane at the Pentagon, and all the rest of this stuff. And that's usually a warning sign that something really bad is about to happen, and the propagandists are trying to kookify the internet and the alternative media by planting all kinds of ridiculous nonsense, so that in the hope that people will say, oh, we can't trust the alternative media. They think, you know, Bigfoot and the Loch Ness Monster were cheating on their spouses and whatever else is they're saying, and then happily trot back to the corporate-owned media for their daily dose of propaganda. It's not going to work, but it's something that they do. It's called poisoning the well. It's a very, very old propaganda trick. And to see it spike like this basically is a warning sign that somebody's considering doing something really, really ugly. One of the people in our chat room posted an article, which I'm now reposting to the top of whatreallyhappened.com. It's from Bloomberg. Food sickens millions as company-paid checks find it safe. And it's talking about this listeria contamination of cantaloupes that happened. And it killed, it was last year, it killed 33 people. And the point of this story is these cantaloupes were sent to market because they were approved by a private for-profit inspection company, which awarded a top safety rating to the farm that had already shipped out these listeria-contaminated cantaloupes to market. There was no FDA inspection. They're letting these private inspection companies do it, but the private inspection companies are paid by the producers. Just like all of these Wall Street ratings agencies, rating investments, are paid by the companies issuing those investments, except for Egan Jones, which is why they're being sued by the SEC. And this really underscores the extent to which the federal government has abandoned any responsibility for what happens to you. And when you're being told this food is safe and inspected, it's basically an opinion that was bought and paid for. So you might want to look at this situation that happened here. And again, the idea that this listeria was a problem at all is because the food is grown in one part of the country by a large corporation. It's put in a container and shipped across a couple of time zones to a warehouse, where it's then put in another container and shipped across another three time zones to the consumer. And the longer that supply chain is, the longer it's possible for contaminants and bacteria to grow in the food and pose a danger. If you go down to your local farmer's market and you buy a cantaloupe, if there is listeria in it, it is so small your body will be able to deal with it. It's not being kept in a bin like a biological culture medium and allowed to just sit there and grow and multiply ad infinitum. All right, that's it for our show. We're going to take a break here. Claire and I are going to go off and run some errands. We'll be back here tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Please support them. Every single dollar donation is going to help us hold off a global nuclear war. Yes, it is that serious here. So until tomorrow, stay safe, stay well, drive carefully. Aloha, America.